There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Like, buck a drink, Indian, and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer. So I'll have a couple on the way, calling up the boys. No one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in a pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to live for
hey,
life.
Hey.
I got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knocker back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same choice, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
choice,
a different night.
Hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
choice,
a different night.
All right. Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome back to the Blarney Hour live in studio. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney.
Hi.
We are
open for discussion. Hi.
Yeah, the Sunday night guys. If you guys are interested in a lot of just entertaining, eclectic, wacky topics, definitely tune in on Sunday night starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for open for discussion. Gator and goat will certainly entertain you.
I had to tell them about the ghosts. We put the ghosts up, and I, you know, I made a period joke. They're from different periods, and he's like, "Oh, they're tampons. Look at that."
Did they? Did you write in? They didn't notice or whatever.
Yeah, because they go Facebook Live and you can leave a comment.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, we've definitely done our share of sin in the last couple of weeks. How you been?
Good. Well, feeling rough. Kid's been sick. I've been on and off, like right, and like just as we've been sitting here, I'm feeling all congested, and it's just need some Irish penicillin. And we'll
that'll give you. Yeah, it's a shot of whiskey, you'll be right as rain.
There you go. Oh, phone's ringing.
I start talking about the devil's juice, and look what happens.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Good evening, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How have you been?
We've been all right, Father John. How are you?
Oh, I'm not going too shabby, you know. It's been a while since I've talked to you. Well, at least on your show.
Yeah, we've been out of the studio for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Things going okay, though?
Yeah. How about you, Drew?
Well, yeah, I was actually going to tell you, Father. You know the fellas that brought you all the wild game for the kitchen?
Yes.
They've actually started a charity. You know, you seem to have the ability to bring the good out in anybody.
That's what a priest should do.
Yeah, they've started a charity. It's called Hunters for Hunger. And because they realized the need, like you brought up, for your particular pantry, and they started asking around, and they realized that a lot of these soup kitchens and a lot of these food pantries that the churches are having, that they get a lot of vegetables and a lot of pasta, but they don't get a lot of protein, a lot of meat. And so they've actually started an organization, and it is called Hunters for Hunger right here in Michigan, and they do it for charity. And you can, if you get a little extra deer meat or you want to donate some of your deer, you can donate it to them, and they package it and provide the refrigeration until the day the food pantry's open. So how did they do for you?
Well, they did okay, but holy commotion, what a mess they made. I thought it was a crime scene. There was so much blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's... If you ever heard the phrase, making sausage is messy, well, that's what it's all about.
I don't know that I've ever heard that phrase, but it surely is.
Well, good. Good, good, good. Well, you all ready for Thanksgiving, Father?
Oh, of course I'm excited. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but you can't tell, but I'm a little bit chunky.
No, Ed, we just thought you were thin and svelte underneath that frock.
Oh, well, no, I'm kind of round, you know? I love to eat.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and we got a little bit of cooler weather.
Yes, we certainly do. Holy commotion, a few days ago, it was so cold in the morning, I didn't even want to step outside.
Well, I can't say as if I blame you, Father. How are the kittens doing?
Oh, they are doing wonderful, laying right in front of the registers. They're looking at me saying, Father, turn up the heat some.
Well, good, well, good. Well, we're sorry we missed you last week. It was All Hallows Eve, and we were out misbehaving, or at least Adam was. He took Joey out, his son.
Yep.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, we had him dressed as a little bear.
Oh, hey, that's a little bear. He was just a little cub.
Drew tried to hunt it.
But in typical fashion, every time I shot, I missed.
Oh, for Pete's sakes, I'm glad you missed.
Well, he got the red Power Ranger, though.
I thought it was a Teletubby. That was the only reason. Oh, well, Father, so what's going on this weekend? We got some cooler weather, and it's been raining.
Oh, for heaven's sake, sump pump downstairs seems like it's working hell off.
Yeah, we don't want that basement to get flooded down there. That's where we got to bring in the deer.
What? Bring in more?
Well, yeah, we want to keep the parishioners fed. I mean, do you have more left in the freezer still, or are you almost out?
Oh, I got a little bit left, but listen, bring a mop.
We need to donate a mop, you're telling me.
For heaven's sakes, oh, my word.
Well, later on this week, the Hunters for Hunger are doing the Noah's Ark campaign, where they're going to shoot two of every animal.
Of every animal? You're not going to shoot two of every animal, for heaven's sakes.
Well, and that's the thing. I know the Lord loves all animals and created everything, but I highly doubt he told Noah to put two stink bugs on that ark.
Probably right. I can't even argue that, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I don't think mosquitoes count. I don't understand where they came from. I think they're Satan's disciples.
Who?
The mosquitoes.
Oh, they are, for heaven's sake. Those things are terrible.
Ah, well.
This was a bad summer for them, from what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah, it was a bad one. Now, they were saying that somewhere in the Bible, I can't find it, but that Noah screwed up and put the two unicorns next to the two lions.
Oh, for said that. Man, gosh, that's just terrible.
Is that why cotton candy is basically in the shape of a lion's mane? Is that what unicorns taste like, is cotton candy?
We'll never know.
That's kind of a crazy question. Now, listen, I have a question for you.
Yeah, Father.
Was a unicorn like a deer or like a horse?
What was that now?
Was a unicorn, was it a horse or a deer?
It was a horse with a horn on its head.
Well, yeah, but deer have horns on their head.
I know, but this one was a horse.
Well, how do you know?
I guess I don't.
Right.
It could have been a salamander with spikes. But I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, on My Little Pony, it kind of looked like a horse.
Well, that's because it's called a pony.
But, I mean, if you talk to the Irish Rovers, they say the unicorns still exist. They're just out to sea. They're called a norrel.
They're called what?
It's a norrel. Like a whale with a big horn on it.
Holy smoke, is that true?
Yeah, they're still alive today.
No way.
Yeah, no way. If that guy doesn't ring a bell, who does? I think his name's Sean Moncombe. You ever watch him?
No, is he?
I'll have to send it to you, Father, but there's some curse words in it. Because... Yeah, he's a Canadian fella, and he's like a welder mechanic, and he always says, "What? No way!" And then he follows it up with, "For duck's sake!" But he doesn't say duck.
I didn't hear. You know, I heard that, but listen, where I heard that was in my church. One of the kids' phones went off.
What? No way! Oh, that's funny stuff anyway. Well, Father, we probably should let you get on. We didn't mean to take up that much of your time tonight. Adam's going to be out of town next weekend, and I think I'm going to do that interview with Arissa Kelly if it all works out. But we'll be talking to you again maybe around the 18th. That'll be the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, and I'll be ready. I'm just so excited about Thanksgiving. I can't even think straight.
I saw Sister Mary. Did you get any of that... roast and mashed potatoes she made today, or roast and roasted potatoes?
Oh, that was so good, Chad. It was carrots and onions and Brussels. Oh, my word.
Did you have to take a nap after eating it?
Exactly.
Well, that's good, Father. That's getting you in prime season for Thanksgiving. So we'll let you get on now. And okay. What's that?
I said, okay, boys, that's good. I got to get back to my sermons. You are so silly tonight.
Yep. All right, Father. Well, have a good night.
All right. May your night go well and your music play.
Well, welcome back, everybody. That was a nice little visit from Father John.
Always good to hear from him.
Yeah. But all that talk about the unicorn.
I don't think he liked that much.
No, but that made me think we probably should brighten things up a little bit. So we're going to start out the night with... some of our traditional Irish music. We're going to bring in the Irish Rovers with a song that made them famous right out of California, believe it or not. Here's our one and only Irish Rovers with the Unicorn right here on Solid State Radio in the Blarney Hour.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees,
and cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noel was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn." Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, "Close the door, 'cause the rain is falling, and we just can't wait for no unicorn." The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. Oh, and that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. But
you'll see green. Don't worry, darling. Your great-great-granddad, he saw them.
How?
When he was out on the ships.
To leave them there to die.
what I'll do, for this wasn't meant to be. I will make their new command the deep blue sea.
Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea.
Flow, and they swam away up to the ice and snow. The Arctic is their home, where they frolic wild and free, and they're called the unicorns of the sea.
Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea. Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be. The narwhal is the rarest in the deep blue sea. Swimming free, swimming free, swimming fancy free, swimming free, swimming free in mystic revelry. Swimming free, swimming free, majestic as can be.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Some friends and I in a public house were playing dominoes one night. Into the room the barman came, his face all chalky white. "What's up?" says Brown. "Have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your Aunt Mariah?" "Oh, me Aunt Mariah be buggered," said he. "The bloody pub's on fire." "On fire," says Brown. "What a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. Down to the cellar, if the fire's not there, we'll have our air out free." So we all went down after good old Brown, booze we could not miss. And we weren't there 5 minutes or more till we were all half pissed. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. "Booze, booze," the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. "Don't let them in till it's all mopped up," somebody shouted, "McIntyre." And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old on cow caught fire. Then Smith went over to the port wine tub, gave it a few hard knocks, started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. "Hold on," says Brown, "we can't have that. You can't do that in here. Don't go washing your trotters in the port wine tub when we've got all this light beer." And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. "Booze, booze," the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. "Don't let them in till it's all mopped up," somebody shouted, "McIntyre." And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old on cow caught fire. Just then there came an awful crash, half the bloody roof gave way. We were drowned in the fireman's hose till we were going to stay. So we got some tacks and our old wet slacks and nailed ourselves inside. And we sat there swallowing pints of stout till we were bleary-eyed. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. Don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic drunk when the old Don Cow caught fire.
Caught fire.
McIntyre.
Oh, God, that's a good one, everybody. Listen, if you guys got a request, give us a call on the request line. What's that number, Adam?
810-433-2006.
That was a special request by our own Adam Hairhuck there. I said, Adam, you got to pick a song by Seamus Kennedy. If we're going to play the Irish Rovers, we got to play some Seamus Kennedy. And he said, well, of course I'm going to say the old Dung Cow.
Well, it used to be the Clydesdale song. What's
yeah,
it?
Put your Budweiser back in the Clydesdale.
He didn't call it Clyde Budweiser.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He was hitting at it pretty hard. But once you brought in Old Dun Cow, I was like, okay, that's mine.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun. So, but we got a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yep.
Should we pay some bills, or what are we going to get into here?
We can. Let me get that set up here.
I'm going out of order, folks. We're just... Seriously, I got ADD looking at a glitter ball. Like, the light's just flashing, and I'm like, you know, we are halfway through the night already. I hate to be that way. I don't get an extra hour, but after the Blarney Hour, I want you guys to stick around and listen to 3 hours. Oh, wait, no. It's daylight savings time, so this is the one night of the year that you get 4 hours of Michigan-made music right here on Solid State Radio. So... when it's like in the spring, do you only do 2 hours?
Yeah, no. No, somebody else gets screwed.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
sorry, Schwabo, you only have to do 2 hours tonight.
That's right. Well, let's get these bills paid. We'll be right back, folks.
The Sessions Concert Series returns to the Corona Road Bar. Saturday, January 6th, come on out and celebrate some Michigan-made music with me. From Detroit, I've got Wanted, Wide Track, and a special guest to be announced. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. No cover, no tickets to buy, just come on in. It's a Sessions Concert Series at the Corona Road Bar, January 6th. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Curtis
Near Bembridge town, in a county town, one morning, last July, got a boring ring, came a sweet Colleen for the smile just to pass me by. She looked so sweet from her tube of feet, from a sheen of a nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself, for to see I was really there. From Bunchit Bay up to Derrick Cay, and we're going to Dublin town. No made us see like a brown colleen and a man in a county town. As she one would spudge, sure I scratched my head, then I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says, says see, that the gem of the island's crown.
My name's Arissa Kelly. I'm a professional foot archer all the way from London, and you're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Boys, the devil's come back to play. close to the struggle. The post's overboard and repays at such a cost. Our sights go on missing, taking much unholy war. Can't feel the deck below them, 58 is now lost. Just below the surface, cry, slip away forever. Down with Captain Jones, committed to the deep. Girls cackle to the cliff stone with one with its anger. We still shouldn't you die while forever to haunt its sleep.
Well, we were both going to talk at the same time, and then we both stopped at the same time.
Well, I forgot it's your show. No, I started thinking. I was like, wow, Sean is in Louisiana. He's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's cool. I mean, going to a place where you can drink in the street, that seems like Sean's Disneyland.
Well,
the fact is, they got him on a plane.
Yeah, and minus the fact that we both know that he's as Irish as me, if not more.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the redhead, the temper, the drink intolerance. But I feel like the name Raging Cajun fits him quite well.
Yeah, he's going to come back with an accent. He may move down there.
but he wasn't too all about the crawfish boil.
No,
but
No.
I bet he'll fit right in if, you know, if there's one going on down there. I bet he'll try it out.
I think he's had, because I believe we did a seafood boil over at Jim's one time. I know because I brought the crawfish.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it's different than when you're getting it fresh from the bayou,
yeah,
as opposed to frozen up here in Michigan.
Yeah, and they actually cut it loose, like, you know, like I explained to them. They boil it right there, and they dump it right on the table.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody just kind of, it's like a taco bar. It's like all those TikToks where everybody just puts foil on the dining room table,
yeah,
and they just dump all the taco fixings on there, and everybody's kind of make your own.
Yeah.
That's the way the crawfish boil is down there. But I noticed his first glass, they both just had beer.
Yep.
So they didn't get into the milk punch. You know, were you there when I was describing that?
It sounds disgusting, but please go on.
Yeah, so it's basically like Cajun rum chata.
Ooh, okay.
So, except for they use usually Sazerac rye, because that's where Sazerac is made, is there in Louisiana.
Okay.
And they mix it with actual milk. It doesn't curdle it. You know, it's not like a cement mixer or lime juice or anything like that.
Right.
I think it's, I don't know if it's because they chill the whiskey. I don't know what it is they do to it, but it's whiskey and cream, kind of like a Kahlúan cream or a, you know, one of those White Russian type things, like
yes,
vodka and cream or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
Except for it's made with usually Sazerac rye or a bourbon or a brandy. They usually put nutmeg or some sort of fall spice. So it's basically like rum chata before rum chata, but milk punch has been around for years.
Wow.
Down there.
It sounds disgusting, but as you describe it, it sounds,
well, yeah,
sounds
really just good. Just take all your pumpkin spice bitches and you know, all of your rum chata bitches, and it's that, but on a higher octane, and before those things were bottled.
Yep.
You know, so kind of hoping he'll have one of those. Maybe he'll have it for breakfast. You know, they don't drink coffee down there. You know that.
They don't?
No.
I thought that, well, the French Quarter, I thought they'd do that little demi-tasse, you know, the real tiny coffee cups.
So it's chicory.
Chicory.
Yeah, so coffee comes from a bean.
Uh-huh.
Chicory is a root.
Oh.
So it's like a red coffee, like a, I don't quite know how to explain it, but they extract the caffeine from a root, like ginseng, essentially. But it's a chicory root versus a bean, like coffee's roasted beans.
So they have milk punch, crawdads that they fish out of the river and just put on a trough for people. They have voodoo. They drink roots. Are we sure they're part of the United States?
Well, I mean, they're French mostly, which didn't have an established sewer system like well into the 20s. So yeah, they might be a little behind.
Je ne pien pas. Les poupous.
I mean, that's where Pepe Le Pew came from.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't Stanky Hank. Yeah. It was Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. I mean, they always talk about them French women, but let me tell you, you lift up some of them skirts and woo.
Woo.
You've been to a crawfish boil.
Je ne gagne pas. Oh, Lord. je ne t'aime la femme.
Oh, well, we've had maybe a little bit too much to drink tonight. So no, speaking of drinking, let's get into Johnny Tower.
There we go.
Tell you a little story about a man named Johnny Tar. He was a hard-drinking son of a preacher, always at the bar. Lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself. Johnny Tar. And the word got around that Johnny Tar was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun, or at the Swan. He was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, well, all the booze would be gone. Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fella who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking him back like candy. He was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there. I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. Drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop, and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tar. Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
Sorry tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tar. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts raining, thunder always loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landing on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink him dry. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He found the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His
tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big world, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink it dry. Where we lived and died, we went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his bald head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie in the big pub, way up in the sky. You'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went down to yard by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went into the barman, I said, give me a stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbo. After lowering the turd, I headed straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I upped with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. Oh, sure 'twasn't, I hit him through the Johnny Jump Up. And the next thing I met down in yard by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car, would you help me across to the railway man's bar? And after 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced at his feet. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbo. Road a friend for to see, they call it the madhouse in Cork by the Lee. When I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in his cell. Says the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the ragged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad, 'twas only 6 pints of that cider I had. Now a man died in the Union by the name of McNab. They washed him and placed him outside on a slab. And after the coroner his measurements to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. It was about 12 o'clock and the beer it was high. The corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up.
till I drink them a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. If I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up.
Back, everybody. If you haven't heard enough fiddle tonight, wait, there's more. But not right away. You're going to have to wait a week or two.
Yeah.
But stick around, because there's not one, not two, and not three like normal, but 4 hours of nothing but Michigan-made music. For some reason, I can't say the state that I was born and raised in.
Missionary-made music.
Yeah.
Only songs by couples who are face-to-face.
That's right. unlike me, I've always told Adam that if I should leave this big old rock and head to the big Irish pub in the sky,
yeah,
make sure you bury me ass up so that when you come visit me, you'll have a place to park your bike. Good night, everybody.